And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the third week of September 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who did just have a photo leak a few days ago, and the girls are all clamoring for his return on the podcast, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, you know. The real question is, was the photo leak by accident?
That's true, yeah. Is it really a leak if Welling intentionally showed his schlong all over social media?
Exactly, you know. It's not like I accidentally had it show up in my camera roll or anything like that.
Yeah, well, Welling was prepared for this. That's why he had, like, the perfect lighting. It was like an Instagram Kodak moment.
Oh, yeah. Professional photographer and everything.
Whoa, wished I was the professional photographer.
But yeah, no, it's been good. I'm not the only superstar having their dong in the news this week.
No, that is correct. Anything new going on with your life, Alex, this week besides looking at Chris Evans' schlong?
No, nothing new. I definitely don't have Thor's hammer downstairs, so nothing to be excited about in that regards. Just, you know, a lot of work and a lot of sleeping. The usual stuff.
Very exciting. You have quite an exhilarating life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, my life is equally as exhilarating. Just been watching more movies and playing more games. That's about it. The new Mario game. The 3D All-Stars pack came out, and I ordered it, so that'll be coming in Wednesday. So, nice. Until then, I am just watching movies and going to work. That's about it.
I will say, I am addicted to the new game Among Us that has been going crazy on the YouTube landscape.
Yeah, I actually tried it out. It was okay. Like, I don't know. I played it for, like, 30 minutes, and then I went back to Fall Guys. It's good. I like it. I just feel like it's the same game over and over, which, you know, Fall Guys is the same thing. So I guess it just depends on your style of game. It's good.
I don't know. Just the idea of yelling at your friends sounds fun.
Yeah, see, that's really not fun for me. I don't really like yelling at people. So, you know, I like to yell at myself when I play Fall Guys. I much prefer to hate myself. I don't know how it took me this long to find this little gem, but on Netflix, I finally came around to watching The Babysitter. Alex, have you seen that film?
Oh, I've seen The Babysitter.
What were your thoughts on The Babysitter?
I thought it was fucking wild.
I fucking loved it. Last night, I watched it, and I had the time of my life. I had no idea this was a thing, and I'm watching it because the second one just came out this week.
There's a second one?
Yeah, and I just started that before the podcast. I'm going to finish it after.
Okay.
So, yeah, I am watching that right now. It just came out this week. So that's why I watched the original. And my gosh, I love the original. Second one's good. A lot of people are saying it's just as good. Some are saying it's better than the first. They're wrong. First was definitely... Well, you know, I still got 30 minutes left. So I guess I can't jump the gun here. But yeah, it's good. I'm liking it.
It could go balls to the walls wild in those last 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's similar to The Babysitter. I'm sure the ending is going to be a wild ride. Yeah, I love cheesy, campy horror films, and this one really takes the cake here. I got to see if our co-host Tristan has seen The Babysitter. That seems like his kind of film.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Samara Weaving. She knows how to do some pretty good horror.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because of Samara Weaving, but The Babysitter is very similar to Ready or Not, where it's just fun horror. It's fun, goofy. It's not as good as Ready or Not, but it's still great.
Oh, yeah, well, Ready or Not was just something else entirely.
Yeah, Ready or Not's its own league here. But speaking of its own league here, we have some news stories this week. The top story, we gotta address the update here from last week. Carol Baskin's on Dancing with the Stars. Did you see her performance, Alex?
I did not. I didn't even realize it had already started.
Alex. Oh, I'm so ashamed with you. But You can easily just check it out. It's not on the link. That's where you're checking. There's just photos of it. But you can just YouTube Carol Baskin's Dancing with the Stars, and there'll be a video of it. Do you know what song she danced to?
Oh, please, please, please tell me it was a Tiger King song.
It was Eye of the Tiger.
You know what? That's a good second place.
And you need to watch it. It's pure... It's purely amazing. I love how we predicted, or we weren't predicting, but I was saying if she's not going to do a Joe Exotic song, she has to do some Tiger song like Eye of the Tiger. And she did it. She's here for the meme. And the whole thing is just pure meme. It's neon tiger skin lights, tiger skin stuffed statues on set. She's got tiger print outfit. The whole thing was a trip. It's a minute and 27 seconds, I believe, exactly on YouTube. Everyone's got to check this out. Carol Baskin is absolutely a star.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I definitely need to check this out.
Yeah, she's great. But the big story here with Carol Baskin, it's not just over yet. Her ex-husband, the one who mysteriously died, his family, they were in the documentary claiming that Carol did it. And during the Dance with the Star episode that she was in, they bought a commercial time slot during that episode to let everyone know that she killed the husband. And if anybody has any information about the missing husband, and to get Carol Baskin's all caught up, to contact them with the number below on the commercial. They literally bought a commercial during Carol Baskin's time on screen.
That is brilliant. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the I love it. That's the level of pettiness I want when I grow up, is to buy a commercial time slot of someone I don't like during their time on screen. That's perfect.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so you think these stories keep ending, but they don't. It's great. Carol Baskin has now come out in regards to this commercial, and she has like the most boring response ever. She's like, yes, I hope they do find more information about my ex-husband. He is a hero of mine, and I hope that we get some closure on this. Like, she's kind of like, yeah, I back them up too. Like, a total hero answer.
She's playing it smooth.
Yeah, Carol Baskin knows how to play him.
She's smart. She's playing it smooth.
Yeah, Carol Baskin, she's a thinker.
Well, kudos to her. I mean, I hope her performance was amazing. I cannot wait to get off this podcast and watch it.
Yeah, and also a little side note to everybody that watched that YouTube video. It has over 2 million views, and it's been out for a few days now. But over 75% of the people disliked the video. You need to change that and change it to a like, because you guys are all just trying to pretend you don't like Carol Baskins. Let's be real here. We all love and stan Carol Baskins, and you all need to change that dislike to a like. All right? Carol Baskins is the hero we deserve.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised I can't find it in the trending section of YouTube.
Yeah, it should just be number one on trending. It's I don't know why people dislike this video. It's everything I could have asked for from Carol Baskin. She played the meme up so well. She knows what we want. She knows what the people want, and the people are angry for some reason. I don't know. They don't know good TV. Maybe all those dislikes was her ex-husband's family's multiple accounts.
I will say this. Through a YouTube trending page, I've been able to find out that Mr. Beast now has a third channel.
Well, that's exciting, Alex.
Well, how about that, guys?
Carol Baskin needs a third channel. She needs as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a third zoo since she bought out Joe's. She needs all the zoos.
Oh, yeah. She needs to be the queen. I found it.
All right, perfect. Well, definitely save that video. I have it saved for whenever I'm depressed.
This is amazing.
All right. Well, speaking of amazing, let's talk about the other beloved 2020 story that has happened throughout the year, and that is Quibi.
Oh, good old Quibi. What are you up to this time?
So there was the Emmys that happened, and they had the Emmy Awards this week. Me and Alex, we don't really follow TV. Maybe we should have looked up actual awards and actual contenders for some of the bigger awards here, but that's not what this story is about. We're here to discuss the big story here that Quibi won two Emmy Awards.
Are you kidding me?
So Quibi is now a streaming service. Hey, the Oscar, or sorry, hey, Netflix has been wanting to get Best Picture Oscar for years and they still haven't gotten it. Quibi's the way to go. They've already gotten two awards for the Emmys.
That is incredible. Oh my God.
So I believe this was actually during one of the podcasts. Alex wasn't here, but our co-host Tristan was telling me that back when they announced the nominations for Quibi, Quibi got, I believe, six or seven nominations for the awards. And at first I was shocked, but Tristan reminded me that all their award nominations were for shorts. And of course, the two wins are also for shorts. They walked away with the winning titles of, sorry, what was it? Best Actor in a Short Form Comedy or Drama Series and Best Actress in a Short Form Comedy or Drama Series. So they only won two awards for shorts. And Tristan was telling me Quibi was pretty much the only TV shows that had shorts during this year. Like, there was not much competition. So Quibi beat themselves. So, a bit of like a little asterisk beside Quibi being an Emmy Award winner here, but they did it. They have two wins to their name. Quibi is back on the rise.
Wow. Okay. Well, I can't believe we now have to call it Emmy Award-winning Quibi.
Yeah, that's pretty much the main story here. Their awards don't mean much. Quibi's still not a good service. I guess I don't know, I've never used it, but the big story is they're now technically Quibi, the Emmy winning streaming service.
Yeah, that's this is crazy. Maybe I need to get back into Quibi.
Now maybe Quibi's just gonna keep rising here. Alex, make the prediction now. Who's gonna win Best Picture first? Netflix, after years and years of trying, or the Emmy Award-winning Quibi?
I'm still gonna say Netflix, just because I don't think Quibi can push anything out that will win an Oscar.
Yeah, no. I would be shocked if it's not Netflix. I would bet any amount of money. I would bet one of Welling's nude leaked photos on Netflix doing it.
Whoa. Okay,
Yeah,
well,
that's right.
then I better hope Netflix pulls it out then.
Whoa. A few updates here for some fast food chains. So we got the Travis Scott promotion for McDonald's. Have you heard of this trend that was happening the last, I'd say, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, we missed it last week somehow. I remember I was done recording the podcast, went on to Facebook and saw Travis Scott Burger was blowing up.
Yeah, I just don't know much about Travis Scott, obviously, so that's probably why I didn't really cover. I don't really feel like I have much to offer here, but there is the limited time Travis Scott meal, which I do think is pretty cool collaboration. McDonald's should do more stuff like this.
Oh yeah, well I can't remember where I read it, but they said this is the first collaboration that McDonald's has done since the mid-90s.
Well, I believe it. Yeah, I remember in the 90s they had a bunch of collabs, but yeah, I cannot remember one they've had since then. And it's surprising. I feel like this is successful for McDonald's. Maybe they're not the ones making the call, though. Maybe they're reaching out to Justin Bieber in the 2000s, and they're like, hey, do you want to like collab with us? Yeah, this is their first collab here with Travis Scott. Are you a big Travis Scott fan, Alex?
I'm not too much into the mumble rap scene, so I would say no.
Yeah, obviously I'm not either. But yes, the big story here is they're running out of this they're running out of ingredients for this collab because everyone keeps ordering it.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Szechuan sauce, you think McDonald's before these collabs would just have it all stocked up here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know there's definitely one disappointing thing regarding this, and I see it on my Facebook feed a couple times. I have a couple of Facebook friends that work or manage a McDonald's, and it is not available in Canada. So the amount of times they get people rolling up blasting Travis Scott music and be like, I need that Travis Scott meal, is apparently ridiculous.
In fairness, though, could you not just order a quarter pounder meal and ask for barbecue sauce on the side?
Yeah, you could. It just wouldn't be $6.
Right. Well, okay, well, obviously, yeah. I think if any Canadian actually thought we'd get that for $6, it'd be crazy. We don't get cheap food like that.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, if they still want to say they had the Travis Scott meal, you could still have it. That shouldn't be too hard. Yeah, maybe we should both get the Travis Scott meal and
do our own
check it out. Yeah. We'll do our taste test of how good Travis Scott is. Hey, maybe I should listen to music for the first time in a decade and listen to some Travis Scott while eating a quarter pounder. Maybe the magic will happen. We have another update here for fast food. We had the McDonald's collab. But here's the collab I'm more excited about. Music, step aside. But we are talking about Taco Bell wine.
I knew you'd be excited for this. It's fucking wine.
Hell yes, I am. Have you heard of this promotion as well?
No, I have not heard of this promotion.
So Taco Bell. They said they came up with this idea because Taco Bell, their tacos have tons of cheese. And everybody loves cheese and wine, so they thought, hey, if there's a specific wine to have with different types of cheese, we should have our own wine to go with our cheese taco. And they now have a jalapeno noir, that's the name of their wine. It's their own wine that you can buy on their site for $25. And I'm not joking with you, Alex. I was gonna buy a bottle, I went on the site, I filled out all the information. They only ship to Ontario. So,
well, kind of lame.
Yeah, so because that's where they have the winery, because most wineries are in Ontario, if you're in Canada. So, I'm now on the fence. I might buy it, ship it to my parents' place, and the next time I stop by, I might drink it. I don't know. I'll have to think about it. I don't know.
I was about to say, buy it, ship it to your parents, have your parents ship it to you. Down. Oh god, what the fuck? Fucking click on the ad, starts an ad. Okay, you could buy the wine, get it shipped to your parents, and then have your parents ship it to you.
That's true. I might do that. Yes, it's only $25 for the bottle, and it says that the jalapeno noir pairs perfectly with the toasted cheesy chalupa. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's how you say it. Toasted cheesy chalupa.
Yeah, so that would be the combination that they would have for it, which I do think would be really fun.
So does that mean you're going to get one of these toasted cheesy chalupas when you get your wine?
You have to, yeah. I would only do it for, like, the joke. I think it'd be a great photo. I think it'd be fun to see if Taco Bell tastes really good with wine. I think it would. To be fair, I think everything tastes good with wine. But I'm excited for this. And it was sold out the first day, so I waited two more days, and then it was back up in stores. So they're selling out pretty fast, similar to the Travis Scott meal. Yeah, there we go. We got Taco Bell wine.
Mm-hmm.
And are you looking at the photo here of what the wine looks like? Beautiful label. I love everything about this. This is my kind of promotion.
Yeah, the label looks nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I love it. I think fast food chains should have more promotions like this. Travis Scott, wine. Let's like have some fun little excitement with these fast food chains. Here, let's help out here, Alex. So Taco Bell's got their thing. McDonald's has got theirs. What are we thinking for something like Burger King or Wendy's? Do we got another fun collab?
Burger King or Wendy's? Okay. Oh, I got it. I got it. Burger King collabs with Prince Harry
to make the royal.
Yes. And since they're now in Canada, because they left England, shouldn't be much of an issue.
Exactly. That's where my brain went.
That's good. I was thinking Burger King or Wendy's, either or any other fast food chain. Take this idea and run with it. They can sell tiger masks, and they can buy Joe Exotic's CD. Comes in the fast food bank when you get your order. You open it up, you're like, oh, nice. I got my Whopper, I got my large fries, and sick, my Joe Exotic CD.
Not going to lie, that would be an awesome car ride home.
That'd be wild. Yeah, I would love that.
The only music you'd listen to.
Yeah, then you can have a tiger mask to throw on for the kids.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely for the kids.
Yeah, well, the mask is... Joe Exotic's music is for the men.
Oh, this is fucking great. My God. Thank you, Taco Bell, for bringing these memes into my life.
I probably should buy the Taco Bell wine. I'm excited for it. I think it'll be great. So, speaking of the tiger masks for the kids here, we have a artist that is now selling a new Halloween mask for 2020. Halloween may or may not still be a thing for this year, but he is still selling the Karen mask.
The Karen mask?
Yeah, he says it is the scariest mask of 2020. And there it is. We got the Karen mask.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it is quite a looker if you look it up here. It definitely has the I want to speak to your manager and I want to kill you vibe.
Yeah, that is definitely a Karen mask.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I would love it if I'd love it if I had an 8-year-old child, but then I would love it even more if my imaginary 8-year-old child wanted a Karen mask for this year. That'd be the perfect gift.
This is brilliant. Where do I buy these?
Yeah, I don't know how many he has in stock here, but I'm surprised more stores aren't selling them. It says here at the bottom, for more information, you can follow the Etsy store here for the artist. But hold on for a second, Alex. The mask is $180.
It is not $180.
Oh, no?
It is $301.
Oh, maybe he upped the price because so many people were buying it.
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah. My God.
On the site here, it says, or on the news article, it says 180. But yeah, maybe so many people clicked on it. The guy was like, well, all these people want to be a Karen. Got to up the price here.
Apparently 68 have been sold.
Well, there you go. You can, hey, Alex, you should buy one and you'll be 69.
Oh, you got it.
I was like, yeah. Honestly, if Halloween isn't canceled, I think my fiance should be Carol Baskins and I can be Joe Exotic. And I can, like, every time I lose her at the bar, I could be like, where's that bitch Carol Baskins?
I'm sure she is so down for that.
Haven't pitched her to her yet.
I wonder how that'll go.
I think it should go fine. I think, actually, maybe not. I don't think she wants to be Carol. She's more of a Joe Exotic fan. Maybe I could convince her to be Joe and I'll be Carol. I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But I think that'd be really fun.
Hey, you'll be Joe and she can be the tiger.
Oh, whoa.
See, you're the Tiger King.
That's right.
Just stroking your ego a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. That'd be a wild night after the party.
Oh, God.
So, speaking of wild here, I'd even have the story out. Welling pops on before the podcast and goes, the only story I know about is a guy's dick. So, Welling was the one that found this story. He was, I knew about it before him, but he was very excited to talk about Chris Evans' penis. So, Alex, take it away.
Well, yeah, it's not often that, first off, We fell in love with Captain America's ass. I mean, come on. And now, apparently, according to this leak, I have not seen the leaked photo.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I have not seen the leaked photo, but according to sources, let's just say there's a reason he could pick up Thor's hammer, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait. I don't know if I do. Wait, what are you saying? His penis was what picked up Thor's hammer?
No, the joke is he has a gigantic schlong.
Oh, gotcha. Are you sure you haven't seen this photo? You seem very acquainted with this.
No, the funny story, actually. The only reason I even heard about it was that I was watching a YouTuber I watched. And he was explaining the story in a lobby waiting for a game of Among Us to start. And he was talking about how his girlfriend was basically foaming at the mouth about this story. And he made this joke about how his dick should be called Mjolnir.
Yeah, maybe this may be the perfect test. Since his girlfriend knows about the story, maybe I should like sit my girlfriend down tonight. Or fiance. I get this mixed up. Whatever. Sit her down and just go, all right, so what are your thoughts on Chris Evans? And I'll just look into her eyes, and if she knows this story, her face should light up. This can be the test.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like it. Now, this all started on September 12th when he uploaded a screen recording video of him and his siblings playing the game Heads Up on his Instagram story. What he didn't realize is that it contained a glimpse of his camera roll. And inside the camera roll were some photos of some memes and, of course, the infamous penis pic. Now, he has come out on Twitter to even say that, now that I have everybody's attention, go out and vote. He's now used his penis for political standing. I love it.
I can respect that. That's a good way of using your dick.
Right? Now, of course, this has started a lot of backlash. Are we surprised? Really? So anyways, a lot of people are saying that this highlighted the problem of sexism around celebrity and nude photos, and how a lot of female celebrities would get shamed for leaking nude photos, but yet a male celebrity leaks a photo of his penis and it's taken as a big joke.
Yeah, I don't really see, like, what's, yeah, I don't understand people like that. No one intentionally, he didn't intentionally do it. Any female didn't intentionally do it. So they're all in the same boat here. It is just based on people's reaction, how, yeah, for girls, it's more of like a big scandalous thing. And at Chris Evans, it's kind of been like a fun story that happened this week. But that's not any of their issues. That's our issue. If anybody takes offense to girls or guys or anybody leaking something, which means they didn't intentionally do it, then, you know, maybe you should grow up.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first, Q. I just want to ask you a question. Would there be any reason for you to leak your nude photo?
Well, once again, it would be unintentional, right? A leak?
Yes, it would be a leak.
Yeah, so like that would mean I didn't plan to do it. So would there ever be any plans of it? Nope, but that's what a leak is. I wouldn't plan for it, and then whoop, it comes out. So I don't know. Maybe in 5 years we'll talk about my unintentional leaked dick pic, but I don't imagine that happening. Mostly because my camera is almost never on unless I'm speedrunning. Maybe it might whip out when I'm speedrunning. I don't know what circumstance that would be, but I just don't see it happening. So I think I'm okay.
A naked speedrun.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that might be a pretty popular speedrun. I don't know. Yeah, watch the video, like watch it be like a speed run where I actually get the world record, but I look at the footage and go, okay, my penis whipped out during one segment of it. Do I get the world record and have the world see my penis, or do I not get the world record?
that's a tough choice. What would you do in that instance?
I might just let them see my penis. It depends on the record. If I like beat the record by like 30 seconds, okay, don't bother. I can probably get a better time. But if I beat the world record by like almost 10 minutes, like my last world record, well, that's pretty hard to beat. Like nobody's topped the one I have right now, and it's been up for over a year. So 10 minutes is pretty hard to beat. I might just let my dick go out to the public if I get that time again.
Well, fair enough.
Only like 20 people watch the world record. It's a long video, so if I just don't point out the fact that it came out, no one's going to notice. It'll just fall into the background of the interweb. No one would even know.
No, what you don't understand is I would find the video, and I would make sure it got leaked.
Well, did you watch my last speedrun? You should watch all 2 hours of it, Alex. Maybe it whipped out then.
Well, I do not know the website, so unfortunately, that is not happening.
Well, see, there you go. So I think I'm okay. Even if it did come out, no one's going to know. How about you, Alex? Can you ever fathom a way that your dick might go out to the interweb? Do you send girls dick pics? Do you think one of them might have a vendetta and release it to the world?
You know what? I would not be surprised that there's a way of that happening. But I would assume that, you know, nobody has that much of a hate towards me. And in fact, they would actually Photoshop my face on, like, a chiseled man's body with a ginormous schlong and then post that.
Hold on. I'm just trying to paint the picture here. So you're saying a girl that you sent your dick pic to, if they're angry at you, they'll just take the face from that dick pic and put it on a big muscular dick pic photo just to get back at you. Be like, oh, screw this Welling guy. Look at his chiseled body and giant schlong.
Yeah, that sounds like exactly how it would go.
Wow, these girls are not very good at revenge.
Yeah, no, I
they're like, let me take this unattractive photo. Photoshop that and boom, take that Welling, now your dick is ginormous. All the girls are gonna be hating you.
Yeah, exactly. They're gonna be shaming me.
That's good. I want to date the girls you're dating. That sounds like a pretty good get. They upgrade you.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't understand how revenge works, I mean, that's not my problem.
Yeah, I feel like my exes would do the opposite. They would take me off of my chiseled body and giant schlong and Photoshop me onto your old photo.
Oh, God.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't think any of my exes would do that, so I should be all right. Good revenge tactic, though. Give me the phone numbers of your exes. They seem like good people to date.
Aren't you engaged?
Well, not for me, but, like, you know, if any of my boys are like, man, I don't know, girls aren't really going for me anymore. I'll give them the number and be like, okay, date them, and then they will upgrade your photo. Trust me.
And then you won't ever have to worry about girl problems again.
Yeah, problem will be solved, my man. Yeah, Welling just knows how to pick them.
You got it.
So, speaking of knowing how to pick them, the final story here before we go into sports is the TIFF. So, the Toronto International Film Festival, it wrapped up a few days ago. And during these festivals, it's all these great films that have a lot of potential in the next few years are kind of shown to the world. And Netflix was there to scoop them up. Netflix bought out three of the bigger gets for the festival, three films that a lot of people afterwards have been saying has a lot of hype here, and they are not messing around. They bought Malcolm and Mary, they bought Bruised, and they bought Pieces of a Woman, all three to come out on Netflix in the near future. And to put a little light on this, they bought Bruised for roughly $2 million. They bought Malcolm and Mary for $30 million, and we don't know the price yet for Pieces of a Woman. But either way, for the three films, they've spent $50 million for two of them, roughly. Who knows how much for the other one? They're spending a lot of money for these three big films that they have a lot of faith in for the next year.
Hmm. So you think that this is their shot to get the Oscar?
No, I think Mank is their shot to get the Oscar. I don't think these three, I haven't seen them. But I haven't heard anybody online. I follow a lot of groups now because I'm obsessed with film. I haven't heard anybody once say any of these three films are Oscar contenders. But I've heard that all three were some of the biggest films of the festival. Like, they were all really good. And Netflix was pretty much the ones that were for sale. Netflix was the one to scoop them up. The bigger films that came out during the festival weren't really for sale. They were just kind of starting the Oscar buzz because they're coming out this year already. So the ones that were available to be bought, Netflix bought.
Well, there you go. Well, apparently this Pieces of a Woman movie won top prize at the Venice Film Festival.
I believe I heard that that one was probably the biggest get, which is why that price isn't out yet. But I imagine it's probably going to be the bigger film.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Shia LaBeouf film too.
Well, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah. See, there you go. But no, I'm more excited for what it sounds like this Bruised movie. This one looks fun.
So I pulled them up here. They're brand new that on the site that I follow, Letterboxd. There isn't that many reviews for any of the three because only like a handful of people got to see them.
Mm.
But to put this into perspective, Bruised has a pretty low score. Right now it's just under 3.0.
Interesting.
So pretty low. Pieces of a Woman is a 3.6.
Okay.
Which is okay. Malcolm and Marie only has 11 reviews. One of them was half a star. Two was a 4-star. And 8 of the 11 reviews were 5 stars.
Interesting.
So Malcolm and Marie seems like it has a lot of love as well. That one has Zendaya as well, who's kind of an up-and-coming actress.
Yeah, and Tenet's John David Washington.
Yeah, so it's got good acting cast here. I'm excited. I'm excited to check out all three, obviously. The big exciting news for me for TIFF was Nomadland. That just got me beyond excited for that film. A lot of people got to watch it at the festival as one of the bigger films in the festival. And it is now sitting at a 4.2 on Letterboxd, which is the highest rating for any 2020 film so far. So I'm just over the moon hyped for Nomadland, which is coming out in a few months.
Yeah, I have told you to don't get your hopes too high, though.
I know. I got my hopes excited before, but honestly, even before the rating and the buzz, it has Frances McDormand, which for me and my fiance it's her favorite actress of all time. It's one of my top three. I love her so much. So even if it got shitty reviews, I was still excited. I just love her. So I'm beyond stoked. First was French Dispatch. That was number one for me for anticipation, but Nomadland's now number one. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of helps that our own personal lists have gone to shit because of this pandemic. But yeah, it's a movie I'm excited for, too. It was a movie I was thinking of stealing from right under your nose, but I wasn't quick enough to the punch.
Yeah, Andrew was wanting it, too. So I think everybody here is excited. Tristan really likes her as well, Frances McDormand. When I went down to hang out with the family, we watched her two biggest films, and he really likes her. So I think we can all agree she's great. We're excited to watch this movie. The TIFF Festival kind of just made me excited for whatever we have left of 2020. It's not much. But we got quite a few films that came out a few weeks ago. Bill and Ted, Tenet, I'm Thinking of Ending Things.
Whoa. New Mutants.
Oh yeah, how could I forget? New Mutants and Mulan. I try to forget those too. But yeah, we're starting to get some films back. We're starting to get back into the buzz here. And Tiff, I think, kind of brings back the whole movies are back vibe. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm cautiously excited too. I don't know if you're in the news, but Alberta might be setting up for another shutdown, unfortunately.
But yeah, I haven't heard the news, but I assumed that pretty much as soon as it opened, I was kind of like, well, this is going to be temporary. Like, I feel like it was too early. We all got to calm down a bit.
Yeah, we all got to calm down a little bit. Government's been stupid.
Yeah, I've still been pretending it's shut down for me. So whatever, hasn't changed me much.
Well, fair enough.
But there we go. That's the big news here. You know, Netflix keeps saying every year, "Oh, we're bankrupt," but next year we'll go a little softer on the movie production, guys. We're not going to spend as much next year, and then every year they keep spending more. I don't know what they're doing here, but Netflix just—they can't help themselves. They go to TIFF, they get excited. They're like me. They get the buzz of all these new films, and they're like, "Well, fuck it, I want all of them," and then they buy all the ones that they can.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's like, Netflix is like a little kid in a candy store. They like just keep spending money that they don't really have. It's their mother's money, and they just keep buying the candy because they're just so excited. They're like, "Oh, it's new. This is fun." I don't blame them. Netflix, keep buying stuff. I'm excited.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait either.
All right, so let's go on to sports here, Alex. What's new with these two guys?
These two guys. Now, I'm sure you know who Logan Paul is.
Of course, he's a staple.
Yeah. He's a staple. However, I would not be surprised if you didn't know who Floyd Mayweather Jr. is.
Of course, I do.
You do?
Yeah, he's in my Brent Steele right now.
Well, shit. Besides him being
I read some stories on who he is, so when I did my Survivor simulation, I could write about him. So, you know, that's my update on sports people. I need to read about them for a simulation.
Well, at least he knows who Floyd Mayweather Jr. is.
Yeah, anyway. He won Survivor Cook Islands, yo. Yeah, he is a Survivor legend.
God. Anyways, for those that don't watch Clinton's simulations, Floyd Mayweather Jr., he's a prolific, undefeated, famous world heavyweight boxer with a career record of 50 wins, 0 losses. That's right, undefeated. One of the best pound-for-pound boxers to ever play the sport. And
hold on, there should be a little asterisk beside that, because I don't think he's once fought you, Alex.
Oh, well, thank you, but I promise you I would never want to fight Floyd Mayweather. God, the amount of brain injuries that guy would give me. But you know who needs more brain injuries?
It's a tough one. Carol Baskin?
Well, I guess you could say Carol Baskin. But no, the correct answer is Mr. Logan Paul himself.
Ah, I should have known. That was my next guess.
Should have known. You had the name of the title and everything. But Logan Paul, famous and controversial YouTuber. If you don't remember the Suicide Forest, go look it up. They've signed on to a contract to have a fight. Now, this is not the first time that Logan Paul has been in a high-profile boxing match, although not with a professional boxer. He has been in a couple of high-profile boxing matches against fellow YouTubers. So people are wondering, why in the bloody hell would Logan Paul do this?
Because the dude's bored?
The dude is bored. Yeah, I guess in a pandemic you need something to do, right?
Yeah, he's like, honestly, guys, I'm just locked up, cooped up in this house. I'm running out of material. Fuck it. Let's just fight Mayweather.
Yeah, so like I said, he is looking for a freaking brain injury. Odds have not been released for this fight yet, but you can bet your bottom dollar that Logan Paul will probably be the biggest underdog in recent sport history. So if you have $100 and want to make a quick million, bet on Logan Paul and see him shock the world, I guess.
Yeah, because I was going to say, hear me out. Imagine if we're all laughing at Logan Paul. Oh, look at this idiot. He does something stupid online again. This guy's a joke. Mayweather, he's never lost. But, I don't know. I've never seen the two of them fight before. So, you know, maybe we're underestimating Logan Paul here. That'd be quite an upset if this boy pulls it out. You know what? I'm sorry, all you sport fans out there. I'm gonna root for Logan Paul. I'm gonna back my boy up here. If he ends up winning this, this will be the top story of that of whatever week this is coming out.
Oh, it might be the top story of the. No, I'm not gonna say top story of the year because this year has been pretty fucked up.
Yeah, and Carol Baskin dancing to Eye of the Tiger was the top story of the year. Come on, Alex.
Yeah, it'll probably be the top story of the sports year, though.
Yeah, that I can agree with.
Wow, anyways, so that is my sports story for the week. I can't wait to watch Logan Paul get beat the crap up, and I can't wait for Floyd Mayweather to show him who's his daddy.
After this fight, Floyd will be calling Logan daddy.
Are you sure about that?
Yep. I'm with my boy Logan here. Who challenged it again? Maybe I missed that part of the story. Who challenged the other one? Logan challenged Floyd, right?
I would almost be certain that's what happened.
Yeah, I can't imagine Floyd just flipping through his catalog of pussies, and he's like, all right, who do I want to beat up this month? Let's beat up Logan Paul. Yeah, I'm sure it's a Logan Paul. Maybe had a few too many glasses of Taco Bell wine, but it definitely seemed like Logan Paul was like, all right, fuck it. Floyd, let's do this shit.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it definitely seems like a Logan move, and I'm going to back him up. Let's go.
You're going to back him up?
Yeah, I always root for the underdogs. I hate the top dogs on top, so I'm going to root for the David in this David versus Goliath situation, and Logan's got this. Let's go.
Do you want to make a bet?
What's the... No, I'm not doing any bets with you. You never follow through on the bets. No.
Oh, damn it. I thought you'd forget.
Yeah, I was about to, and then I realized, wait a second. This photo I'm looking at you doesn't have mushroom blonde hair.
I'm still going to do it, I promise.
Yeah, well, hey, if you do it before this fight happens, I'll make a bet. I believe in my boy Logan.
You believe in your boy Logan?
Yeah, he's got this.
All right, well, you heard it here, folks. I am the smart person in this regard, and Quentin is just deciding to throw away his money.
No, I love to have hope. I love to cross my fingers and hope the fun stuff will happen, even though it almost never does.
Well, in any case, that covers your sports stories for the week. Back to you, Quentin, with some more garbage.
Yes, and that garbage will be Welling and myself ending the podcast here.
Yeah, okay, welcome back to the garbage.
Yeah, we are the garbage, and we're going to close it down here. That's it for Pop Topic this week. Until next week, you can see me challenging McGregor to a fight in 2 months. I'm Quentin.
Wow, I'm surprised you know who Conor McGregor is.
Yeah, he was the runner-up for season 13. He lost to Floyd in Survivor Cook Islands. Of course.
Wow, just like in real life. How about that?
I know, it was hilarious. Yeah, I added them to the season because back then, that was during that hype. So whenever that was, that's when I did. I simulated that season, so I threw them both in the cast, and they both made it to the end together. It was great.
That was nuts. It's not like you planned that at all.
No, it was literally random. That's what a simulation is.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyways,
trust me, if I could rig a season, I would not have two athletes that I don't really know much about in the finals. I was kind of I kind of looked at this as like, really? The two I didn't really know, I just threw in there because other people might be excited. Okay. But yeah, I'll be fighting. Catch me out on challenging McGregor after I have a few Taco Bell wines. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex, and you can search me on Google to find my unsolicited dick pic.
Perfect. I know what I'm doing after this podcast.
Oh, I know what I'm doing after this podcast.
You're looking at your own dick or Chris Evans' dick?
I'm going to watch Carol Baskin's on Dancing with the Stars.
Perfect. The perfect dick.
The perfect dick.
All right. See you later, guys. Bye.
See you, guys.
Yeah.